Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, the number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is a Monday, April 1st, 2013. Make sure you like Plus Model Radio's fan Facebook page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio, and make sure you like us on Twitter at Plus Model Radio. Now, we have a really great show for you tonight. Tonight on the show, we have Plus Model Chastity Sanders. We have the curvy fashionista herself, Marie Dene, and the Natural Selection blog, Cassidy Blackwell. And we also have, up first, Tiffany Bank. Tiffany Bank is a plus-size model, speaker, writer, and starred in TLC's Big Sexy. She has modeled for brand names such as Eloquii, Eileen Fisher, Liz Claiborne, Tahari, and DKNY. Tiffany has walked the catwalk for designers including Monifi, Ashley Stewart, and Lane Bryant at department stores such as Macy's, Nordstrom's, and Bloomingdale's. Tiffany has appeared on NBC's 30 Rock, BET's Rip the Runway, The Today Show, The Insider, and Entertainment Night, as well as The Tyra Banks Show and Sex in the City 2. She has also appeared in publications such as People, Life and Style, and All You Magazine. She is currently a contributing writer for Plus Model Magazine and a regular speaker at Columbia University. Let's welcome the fabulous Tiffany to the show. How are you, Tiffany?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you just fine.
Oh,
how
good.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, the last time you were on the show, we were talking about TLC Big Sexy, and it was looking good for a season two. Now, what happened with that?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, it was such a strong first few episodes, and I think it was just a matter of the timing as far as ratings and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, we were close. We were super close. I guess it just wasn't strong enough at the time, you know?
Right. However, it still did big things for your career. And I see since the show has aired, you've been super busy, would you say?
I mean, yeah. I mean, thank God. You know, I've definitely had some amazing opportunities ever since the show. The show was so amazing. To give me
it expanded your fan base. You have more people following you now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't the support from you know Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and I mean I and emails even just through my website. I'm very very lucky to have had the experience to have all these people supporting me. It's definitely truly a dream come true.
Now, one of the things you've been able to do since appearing on the show, you were the first ever plus model to appear in Control Magazine. Now, that's major. How did that come about?
Oh, thank you so much. I love Control and I love, you know, everything that they do. And I reached out to them and, you know, asked them if they were open to, you know, having a plus model on board because I had been looking through their publication and they hadn't had any plus models. And so they were totally up for it, and they, you know, I came out to went to Atlanta, and I shot a spread there for, and I was their first ever plus model, which is so cool because you know it expands the audience and the target audience, and it's just a great step for, you know, the plus industry in general, you know, as more of us that we can put out there to be included into the mainstream, it's, you know, the better for all of us. So it was a great opportunity.
And I want to emphasize one of the things you just said. You reached out to them, so you are actually looking for opportunity. That's important to say because a lot of girls listening want to do the things you do, but they're waiting for somebody to hand them all the opportunities on a silver platter.
Yeah, I actually do that a lot. I constantly am pushing and fighting to try to get some sort of inclusion going on in the mainstream, whether it's TV or it's magazines or whatever, and I'm just so thankful that they listened and they took a chance on me, and it was an amazing experience, and I keep trying to do that on a daily basis. So,
and speaking of mainstream, I recently just saw you on my television screen, and you were modeling on BET in a Rip the Runway. Now, how many times have you been on BET doing that so far? Because I know this wasn't your first year.
Yeah, this was actually my second year. I was fortunate enough to be called back, and it was such a fun experience. I mean, there is nothing like it. It's just so much fun, and I'm, you know, shout out to BET for being so gracious in hosting us and having us there. You know, it's definitely, we, you know, the curvy girls don't have a major runway on television. You know, like Victoria's Secret, they have their yearly fashion show. We don't get a chance to do that, and so to be able to be a part of that on a national, you know, national scale, it was such an honor to be a part of that, and hopefully they'll have me back next year.
Yeah, and it was fabulous. I was watching and clapping, and it was just really, really nice to see somebody that looks like you on your screen being celebrated.
Aw, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, it was a fun, fun time. It was awesome.
So you've also, you know, moved around with your modeling, and you've been to L.A. a couple of times, and you are currently a model for SWAG. So now you're officially a bi-coastal model, right?
Yay! Yeah, I'm trying to branch out, you know, and I'm going back to L.A. soon, and I was very lucky to have met quite a few designers in L.A., and I was so well-received, thankfully, and I can't wait to go back and hopefully work with some new brands out there, and it's so great. Yeah, I'm definitely trying to do both coasts, just considering that I'm from L.A. and I live in New York, so yeah, it definitely has been a lot of fun.
And not only are you bi-coastal, but I should say international, because you did an editorial with Velvet in Paris. Now, tell us about this hot, steamy editorial.
Why do you say it's hot and steamy?
Because you were naked, right?
Well, it was implied. It was implied. You don't see all the goodies, but, you know, it was implied. That was such a full circle moment for me, just because if anyone has paid attention to any interview I've done, either through Big Sexy or online, or people know that, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I even considered having a shot in modeling was because of Velvet. And I did a month tour in Europe in September, and I definitely had to go to Paris to see her. And so she, you know, she wanted to shoot me for her magazine, and it was really such an amazing experience. And I felt like if I was going to do an editorial like this, the best place to do it, I just felt so comfortable with her, and I think that I would have not wanted it to go any other way. And considering, you know, her success in Paris and her photography and her being my mentor, it was definitely a very cool moment for me, and I'm very excited about it. So
how did you feel being nude in front of the camera? Did it give you anxiety? Were you just comfortable or what?
Well, you know, at first, definitely I had some anxiety, just because, you know, you're always concerned about what you're portraying and what kind of image you're giving, especially with people watching such close, you know, paying such close attention to you all the time. And, you know, I know that I have a lot of teenage supporters out there, and I was definitely concerned, because I wanted to make sure it was done the right way. And when the images came out, I thought they were really beautiful. I was still a little apprehensive, because I wanted to make sure that I just wasn't another, you know, plus size girl just naked doing, you know, for the, I didn't want the wrong attention, you know. And when I saw the images, I was just, I really loved it. And I thought to myself, well, you know what, I really think that if it's done the right way and done tastefully, then I wanted to show people what a size 18 plus size woman look like, and not only look like, but how it's celebrated, and just to hopefully inspire women to feel a bit more comfortable and confident. I did it really with them in mind, so hopefully it was well received.
Yeah, and you just mentioned you were a size 18, so that makes all the things that you're doing even more exciting in the plus industry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's definitely hard because, you know, the plus industry tends to scale down a bit with, you know, just hiring models more towards a smaller scale. So I'm definitely fighting to get, you know, find my place in the industry and just be representative of the fuller plus size woman as a size 18, 2X model, and do it the right way and shine a positive light on that end of the scale. So.
Now, you started speaking at Columbia University, and you're a regular speaker there. So what does it mean that you're a regular speaker? Are you going to be doing that on an ongoing basis?
Yeah. Oh, it's, what a cool moment for me, just because I literally nothing has made me happier than to be able to speak at Columbia. I mean, what happened was last year they asked me to come and speak during their body wellness week that they have every year at their women's college, Barnard College, and I was asked to speak, and it was so well received that they ended up signing me on as a consultant and having me come on a reoccurring basis. So I've been going every semester talking during their to speak during their body wellness week, and I've definitely gone in a few more times to just see how I can be more involved with the counseling department and the women's department there. And it was really well received. Apparently this year, a couple weeks ago when I went, it was the most attended event, which was just very, very humbling for me and very exciting. And
so what are you talking about?
We talk about everything. We talk about the modeling industry, sexuality, weight bias, the fashion industry. A lot of them have questions about, you know, plus size modeling and how, you know, my thoughts of being a plus-size representative in a mainstream society. And it's just such a great conversation, and we end up being there for a couple hours, you know, and it's just anything that they want to know, I'm there to just help and to offer any sort of insight. But we touch on a lot of different topics, so it was amazing.
Hey, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
So, you also a part of the Plus Model Magazine family.
Yes.
And every month you have a spotlight. Now tell us about your spotlight in the magazine.
So I'm in charge. I'm a features contributor. I'm in charge of the spotlight model of the month every month, which means that I scout for aspiring plus size models. I have my eyes on everything that's going on as far as, you know, online presence. And I'm constantly scouting girls via Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, or wherever at events to give them a moment to introduce themselves to the industry and shine a light on them, and give them the opportunity to just show people what, you know, what they have going on. And it's been really cool because a few girls that I've scouted out, and not saying that it was because of me or anything, but they definitely got signed after, you know, really recent, you know, right after they got their spotlight feature. A lot of them have gotten signed. It just makes me so excited because it makes me think that I may want to be a booker or an agent one day.
So do you keep up with the girls that you spotlight
yes.
in the magazine, keep up with their career?
Yes, I do. And it's like, I'm a proud mama. That's why I know what it's like to be Maddie. You know, it's like Maddie's given yes. so many opportunities. The editor of Plus Model Magazine, she's been our mama and has been guiding all of us, you know, all of us girls
right.
who have been in it for a minute. And to be able to do that for other girls is just, I love it because it's like paying it forward. If I can give back what I was given, then I am definitely very excited about it. So it's so much fun. It's so much fun giving that opportunity to someone else.
So if somebody is listening and they're interested in submitting to be a spotlight model, how do they do so? Or do you go and look and seek people, or do they submit? How does it work?
Well, both. I've definitely will reach out to those that I think have can be a, you know, a spotlight model of the month. But if you want to submit, please do. If you're an aspiring plus size model, you just need to send 3 professional photos to spotlightplusmodel@gmail.com. And yeah, that goes to me, and I look through, and every month I choose someone new for the next issue. So,
all right, so that's a great opportunity for somebody that is interested in breaking into the industry.
Yeah, it's exciting because I get to relive it, because I was a spotlight model like 3-4 years ago, and so I get to relive it every time. Yeah, I was a spotlight model in Plus Model Magazine about 4 years ago, I think, now. And I get to relive the excitement every single time. It's so exciting. I love it.
Now, besides modeling, you have also started acting and going on auditions. Now, how is this going?
You know, acting is something that I've always wanted to do, and I kind of put on the back burner, and I've been really going with it full force recently, and I participated in my first ever pilot season. This is the first time ever going through pilot season and going on like real big auditions for, you know, TV shows. And I've been in, you know, an acting class for quite some time now, and I love it. And I'm looking for, you know, a great TV opportunity. And I don't know. It's something that I've been really, really trying to make work. And I got representation, and I'm just auditioning and seeing what happens, you know?
Right, right. Well, keep it up, and something's bound to hit.
Well, hopefully.
So, do you have anything else coming up we could be on the lookout for? I know you are planning a trip back to L.A.
Yes, I would love to meet and, you know, possibly work with more designers or producers or directors out in L.A. I'll be out there May 19th through June 9th. I'll be out there for 2 or 3 weeks. And I'll be in San Francisco shortly after for a couple weeks. So if anyone wants to, you know, get together and do anything, definitely I'm always accessible. And can I plug my Instagram and all that?
Yes, tell us everything. Start with your website.
It's going to take a minute with all this social networking.
That's okay.
my main site with ways to contact me and everything, portfolio and everything, is tiffanybank.net. And my Instagram is Miss Tiffany Bank. It's MSTIFFANYDANK. And my Twitter is @TiffanyBank. And my Facebook fan page, which I love because you can privately message me and I get to talk to everyone all the time, people all over the world, which is so much fun. Facebook.com/TiffanyBank. So thank you.
And are you signed or are you a freelance model?
I'm signed. I'm signed in Atlanta with Click, and I'm signed in New York with MSA, and I am currently trying to get representation in LA, which will hopefully happen soon.
All right. Well, you go, girl.
Thank you.
Well, keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. And
thank you.
I will. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you for you've been so supportive this whole time, this whole journey, and I just want to personally thank you for everything that you've done for me and giving, you know, girls a platform to you know, talk check in about what we're up to and talk about, you know, promote what we're doing. So I appreciate you and thank you, and to Plus Model Magazine, definitely that's my family. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, and I will see you when you get to L.A.
Yes, that would be awesome. Thank you so much, Denise.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right, Mama. Bye.
Bye-bye. So up next on the show, we have 2 fabulous bloggers, Marie Denae and Cassidy Blackwell. Now, they have an event coming up called Curls, Curves, and Cocktails coming to San Francisco this weekend, April 6th, and it's an evening full of fashion, beauty, and hair as it pertains specifically to you, the natural and curvy fashionista. And let's welcome these 2 fabulous ladies to the show, Marie Denae and Cassidy Blackwell. Hi, ladies. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Shanice.
Hey. So I'm excited to get you both on at the same time because I want all the deets on this event. But before we get into the event, I want to know, how did you two meet and decide to team up and do an event?
It's funny, actually. I think we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary, aren't we, Marie?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, We met last year at an event hosted by Lucky Magazine called Lucky Fab, and it's a fashion and beauty blogger conference. And since I am a writer and a blogger who focuses on natural hair, I noticed Miss Marie, and we actually sat next to each other at the opening brunch, and we started chatting all about natural hair, and it just kind of inspired us to keep in touch over the past year.
And Cassie, your blog is about natural hair, and what are the topics? Give us a little rundown for the listeners that aren't familiar with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's natural hair and wellness and lifestyle. It's kind of all about my personal story, talking about my hair routines, product reviews, and everything, as well as my own adventures. So I travel a lot, and I travel a lot and participate in different events all over the place, so it's a way for me to document all of those adventures.
Okay. And Marie needs no introduction. We all know the curvy fashionista in the plus community. So you two.
Everybody.
Wait, your phone is breaking up a little bit, Marie.
Oh, I said not everybody.
Okay. Well, give us a rundown on your blog.
My name is Marie, and my blog is The Curvy Fashionista. It's a plus-size lifestyle site. I inject myself in there quite often, but it's really about celebrating plus-size fashion.
Right. And so the two of you have an event coming up this weekend. Now, take me through the day. What will the event look like the day of?
Well, it's funny because our event, because it is a hair and fashion show, our day is going to start a lot earlier than the actual event day, and we'll be getting all of our models ready, styled, looking fabulous for the evening much earlier than the doors actually open. So we'll be kicking off in downtown San Francisco pretty early, documenting the process as bloggers do. I hope to get a lot of good videos so people can get some behind-the-scenes glimpses of what the production looks like on the backside. And then we open the doors at a club called 1015 Folsom, which is in the SoMa district of San Francisco, and it's going to be a very swanky, loungy sort of affair. And so we'll open the doors, welcome people in to get some cocktails and enjoy some lounge music. And then we'll kick off with a fashion presentation and a panel discussion, which is going to be the focal point of the evening, and then followed by more mixing and mingling.
Now, can you tell me some of the people involved, like who are the sponsors, and tell me some of the people on the panel discussion as well?
Well, so we actually pulled from both of our resources. So one of our title sponsors is IGG, which they're actually based in San Francisco, and we really wanted to make sure that we, you know, tapped local brands. And with IGG being so known, we wanted to kind of include them in a local event. We also have Lamique Beauty. And then we also have My DNA, which Cassidy can kind of elaborate a little bit on. Go ahead.
Yeah, My DNA is a natural hair product line based out of Chicago. And I've been working with them a lot recently, and they are known for really great runway styles for hair, as well as having a great line of natural hair products. They actually just reformulated and relaunched a few weeks ago, so this is kind of their maiden voyage into everything. And then Lamique Beauty is a fantastic cosmetics line, and it was founded by a woman named Kim Roxy, and so a lot of people who have been out in different natural hair events or at different runway shows have seen Lamique Beauty because Kim Roxy is fabulous and she's fierce, and her colors are great. They're really bright colors. They're really the products are very natural. So she does a great job of creating looks that, you know, have good quality and a healthy approach to them.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're supported by some great companies.
Yeah, I know. And I'm really honored that we've gotten so many great people on board with this, and that it's great that they are behind bringing the world of natural hair and plus-size fashion together.
And tell me about this panel discussion. Tell me who are some of the people on the panel and what are the topics on the panel discussion?
Well, aside from Cassidy and myself, you...
Yay!
You're up. And then we have the designer behind, the creative director behind IGG with Yulia Raquel. And then we have, who is coming from Lamique?
Kim Roxy will be there from Lamique.
Kim Roxy, so you'll definitely get kind of like the owner's perspective and kind of their passion of why they started the brands and kind of what and how they feel about. We'll talk about like are the we'll open up with intros. We'll talk some about trends, like what's trending, a little bit about kind of the evolution of like natural hair and plus size fashion and how it pertains and how we identify. So it's a really kind of a passion panel where people are really helping and talking to women about embracing who they are and celebrating who they are.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I think that bringing together plus size fashion and natural hair, they're two very different things, but they can reach so many people, and I think that's because they have a shared value between them, and that is that within fashion and within beauty, plus size and natural hair have been kind of marginalized. So it's not the mainstream, however, it represents so many more people than the industry standards do. So I think we're going to have a really rich discussion about sort of the industry snapshot, and as Marie said, where we've come and where we're going.
Right, and I think the common connector between the two is like self acceptance and self love. So I totally see where it goes hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now I have been asked this question because I have friends of all races, as I'm sure the two of you do, and they want to know: is this an event just for Black women because of the natural hair?
You know, I've been asked this as well, and my stance is if you've got curves and you've got curls, this event is for you.
Let's go.
And, you know, let's go. And even if you don't have curves and you don't have curls, but you just want to come see out for a fabulous party, come on out.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's open for all races. Can men come, too?
You know what's really funny? Men, every time I tell a man about the event, they're like, oh, I'll be there. They're like, curves? Curls? Yeah, I'll be there. You know, I'm trying to beat the men off, but I think we'll have a few in the house as well.
So everybody is welcome with white, which I think should be self-explanatory, but I think when some people see natural hair, they think it's just African-American women, but it's the natural hair is kind of expanding to just everybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm sitting with one of my friends who is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed gentleman, and he's like, I am the most natural individual you've ever met. He's never dyed his hair. He's never done any sort of texturizing techniques. He thinks that he is the most natural. So, yes, it is expanding to a lot of different things.
So I've also been asked, are there vendor opportunities available? Is it taken or maybe at another event?
Maybe at another event because this is our very first one and we wanted to make sure we kept everything controlled. And also given the space accommodations, I don't think it would be fair given the location and what we have lined up. If we took on additional vendors, if they wouldn't be given the proper kind of platform to really represent their brand.
Absolutely. And I've been really impressed by the number of people who want to come and be a part of this event because we've been actually overwhelmed with people requesting to be vendors, and I really appreciate that. So as Marie said, yes, hopefully at the next one. And the operative word there is next one, because that would be exciting.
And I would say, too, to somebody that wants to be a vendor, even though they maybe can't come and sell their products, they should still come and network and
exchange
business cards.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's definitely a way to still promote. So are there tickets still available? Can you pay at the door? And, you know, what's up with the tickets?
You can definitely, the tickets are still on sale. You can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. They're on both of our respective sites. And then on the day of the event, tickets will be $15. So right now they're $10, say $5. And you get, or if you come at the door, they're $15.
And then if you get it online, then you just print out the ticket and bring it with you? Or will
exactly.
it be a list at the door?
There will be both, but printed out, there will be a list at the door, or Brown Paper Tickets, I believe, even has a mobile app. So keep it green, go
exactly.
paperless, show us at the door.
All right. Well, I'm definitely excited to come to San Francisco and participate in this event. I think it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And do any of you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for? I know you have this event, but tell us what else is on the horizon for you and your blog.
Yeah, absolutely. I, like a crazy person, of course, I'm launching two things in the same weekend. So on Sunday, I'm kind of launching another brainchild, which is called Natural U, as in Natural University. So it's going to be for 3 Sundays in April, and I'm doing a natural hair styling school. I go to all these different hair events, and we have these great styles and stylists on hand, and we showcase all of these beautiful things, but people leave not really knowing how to style their own hair. So on Sunday, I'm doing very intimate classes where we get hands-on. You will sit in front of a mirror, and I have professors who are going to teach you how to style different styles. So I'm really excited about that, and that's on Sunday, April 7th, Sunday, April 14th, and Sunday, April 21st.
Okay, and what about you, Marie?
I don't think I've been thinking any further past this. but I actually will be having an event in the late summer here in LA coming up, and it'll be a style series. A little bit kind of similar to what Cassidy has for natural hair, but talking more on plus size fashion. So I'm kind of bringing my blog offline, and once I am able to share with you more details, you'll definitely have it.
Okay. And is there an official hashtag for this weekend?
Yes,
no.
There is. Yeah, no, there is. I believe we decided on curls curves, hashtag curls curves.
Okay, so everybody who can attend, and they should look on Instagram and Twitter for Curls Curve, and give us your blogs and your Twitter handles and Instagram so we can keep up with everything you got going on.
Absolutely. Okay, deep breath, because as Tiffany said right before us, there's a lot to say in this day and age of social media. So this is Cassidy. You can find me on my blog, which is naturalselectionblog.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/naturalselectionblog. YouTube, I've got a whole YouTube channel of styling tips and product reviews, which is youtube.com/naturalselectionblog. Twitter, my handle is naturalblog, so that's natural with an S blog. And Instagram, my handle is Cassiroll, as in CassiRoll, Cassiroll.
And Marie?
So I'm on my site's The Curvy Fashionista. My Facebook is, you can join the conversation. I got quite a lovely bunch over there at The Curvy Fashionista. On Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, I'm Marie Denee, D-E-N-E-E. Some people, like, I try to keep it Marie Denee across everything where it's me sharing information.
Well, all right. Well, I'm excited about this weekend. Again, curls, curves, and cocktails in San Francisco this Saturday, April 6th. Tickets are currently on sale. What's the ticket link? One more time.
It is curlscurvescocktails.brownpapertickets.com, and it's linked to each of our sites. So you can go on our sites and click the little widgets, and it'll link you directly there.
Well, all right. Well, thank you, ladies, for being on the show. I look forward to the event this weekend, and we're going to have a good time.
Thank
yes,
you. It's nice to meet you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And last but definitely not least on this show is Chastity Sanders. Chastity Sanders is a working actress, model, and host. Talented and driven towards success, Chastity has been a featured model on BET's Rip the Runway and Essence Magazine, JonesMag.com, Full Figure Fashion Week, Pure Energy exclusively for Target, Tina Knows, Miss Tina Fashion Line exclusively for Walmart, and through that, she appeared on television shows such as NBC's Today Show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, The View, Wendy Williams, and BET's Monique Show. And most recently, you can see her modeling for Ashley Stewart. In such a short time, Chastity has become one of the most successful models of color in the plus-size industry, and this is only the beginning. She is also a contributor for Jones Magazine, Ahead of the Curve Online, in a magazine segment, and she is keeping God first and handpicking only positive and uplifting roles or projects, and she is a new vlogger for the new online channel, All Right TV. Let's welcome Chastity to the show. Hi, Chastity.
Woohoo! That was such a delightful introduction. Thank you so much, Shanice. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited about all of the exciting things you have going on. So we have to definitely, pump you up because you've got big things happening.
Thank you so much.
The last time you were on the show,
yes,
you were going out to be a host for 106 in Park. Now, what happened with that competition? Because I
yes.
know they have new hosts, but did that even come from people online?
Well, you know what? There was a whole lot that I heard about that happened behind the scenes with that, but I'm truly excited for all of the new hosts that they have over there at 106 and Park. I always say you never want to put a question mark where God has put a period. I have always
right.
wanted to get into this business and do more hosting and more television hosting, and God just had his own way of doing that for me. So I'm so happy for the folks over there at BET. Of course, I love BET. BET gave me my start in this industry, and I will always and forever support them. But God had another path for me, so he has me doing some hosting over there at All Right TV, which I'm very excited about. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to me.
Yeah. So, and you're still on BET anyway,
yes.
because we recently saw you on Rip the Runway, and you host the official viewing party. Tell me how the party went.
Yes, first and foremost, I just want to say a special thank you to anyone out there who's listening that got a chance to come to my Curvy Girl Watch Party in New York City. It was the first of its kind. BET decided to use me as their featured model this year for Rip the Runway, which was I was so excited about because they've never done that before, where they had a model actually be the live tweeter for BET Style. So this year I was the live tweeter at BET Style. They also came out and supported me as a sponsor for the first ever Curvy Girl Watch Party in New York City. I was so incredibly blessed. Everyone from the industry came out, and they came and they supported not just me, but the entire community. I want to send a special thanks to Plus Model Magazine, who was my official media sponsor for the night. We had Gwen DeVoe and all of the lovely ladies from Full Figure Fashion Week that came out and showed their love and support, as well as Shonda Freeman, who was a featured designer in the show. She dressed me for the evening, and she was my special VIP guest. And BET was there. They had their cameras rolling, and they wanted to know all about the Curvy community. I love being able to be a face and a voice in our industry to bring more light to who we are, what we're doing, and to show the world that we're fierce. So the fact that after 4 years of being a featured model on BET Rip the Runway, they decided to really give me this spotlight and to follow me and see what the Curvy community is all about, I was so thrilled, and it's a huge responsibility, but one that I am so proud to have. So I hope that I did all of my Curvy, fabulous divas due diligence with my party, and we have some more things coming up with BET that I'm really excited about. So you'll definitely be hearing more about that soon.
And so will you be doing more with BET style maybe, or you can't say just yet?
I can't say just yet, but let's just say that I had a meeting at BET today, and I am definitely speaking on behalf of the curvy girls of the world, and their ears are wide open. So you better believe that I'm going to give 110% to making the world know more about who we are, what we represent, how fierce and fabulous we are, and how it needs to just be, you know, more energy put into our community.
I am so excited, and every time I walk in Ashley Stewart, guess whose face I see on the billboard?
Oh my God, let me just tell you what a pleasure it is to be one of the faces of Ashley Stewart. This campaign and the past campaigns, I've done 3 campaigns for them to date, and it is just a huge, huge blessing. I absolutely love the folks over there at Ashley Stewart. Big shout out to Monique Walton, who was one of the first folks to give me an opportunity to be one of the models over there. And all of the folks on my team, they know who they are, that work so hard for me and believe in me and just want to push me. And it's such an amazing thing. It never gets old to be able to walk past the store and you have these dreams when you were a little girl, because there weren't any images out there that looked like me, but I knew that I wanted to be somebody that these young girls could say, you know what, I don't have to be a size zero, but I can go for my dreams and I can do this and I can accomplish it. It is the most empowering thing ever to have little girls come up to me and say, wow, that's you, and they think, you know what, I can do that too. So Ashley Stewart giving me a chance to be a model that can be seen on a national level in store and online, it is just something that I am so very proud of. And after 5 years of working incredibly hard in this business, knowing exactly who I am and keeping my integrity intact, it is very it's a lovely thing to see my career blossom the way it has this past year.
And if all that wasn't enough, you have a new gig as a vlogger with All Right TV. Now tell us about All Right TV and what it's about if somebody's listening and don't know about it.
Sure. Okay, so All Right TV is a new platform. It's online, it's on YouTube, and it's a faith-based YouTube channel. It's brought to you by award-winning producer Tracy Edmonds, who I love and adore. She's such an amazing entrepreneur, and I'm so incredibly happy that they have me on All Right TV. So All Right TV will be bringing you faith-friendly content. And what I do at All Right TV is I'm a preach on, teach on video blogger. So each and every week you can go to All Right TV and you can see me. I'll put up a new video for my series, which is called The Glamorous Grind. It takes you behind the scenes of my life as a professional model, actor, and host, the glamorous and the not-so-glamorous day-to-day that I go through leading my life in the entertainment industry and having it led by God and by faith. I've always been a faith-based individual. I've always known that even before I was, you know, starting to be more successful, I always knew that I wanted to be that person that my 13-year-old sister could look up to. So there are certain projects that would come my way that I just turned down early on, even before I really had my brand solidified, because I knew what I wanted to represent. I'm very proud to say that I'm an all-American girl. I'm an all-American model. And all of the things that I've done, I'm very proud of. I would show it to my father. I would show it to my preacher or my 13-year-old sister. And that's something I'm very proud of. So I love the fact that All Right TV wanted to welcome me, and they see me as, you know, a model that's doing well in the industry. And they want folks out there that are going for their dreams to have someone that's a little younger that they can look to and you know, get some encouragement and some empowerment from. I've always thought that I would do that a little later on. I never knew that it would come so fast. But I have to shout out Tracy Ferguson, who is the editor-in-chief of Jones Magazine. She is the person who reached out to me and said to me, you know, Chastity, I think that you have a very inspiring story. I'm very proud of you. I believe in you. And I want to introduce you to Tracy Edmonds. I think you'd be great for her new channel, All Right TV.
Wow.
And that was back in December.
That opportunity found you.
Yeah, that opportunity found me. That was last year. And I'm very excited to say that All Right TV launched yesterday on Easter. It was a fabulous, fabulous launch. And on top of doing the blog, they also had me record the introduction for the entire Preach On, Teach On, which I was very proud to do. And I'm up there with some amazing vloggers. You guys really have to go and check out all of the amazing vloggers that are up there giving you encouraging and inspiring words weekly. I think that that's so important. I think it's something that's missing, and I think Tracy really has hit something.
And so how often will you be doing new vlogs?
I'll be doing my vlog weekly. Yep. So you'll be able to catch a new episode of The Glamorous Grind weekly on All Right TV. So you guys definitely have to go out and subscribe to the YouTube channel and watch my vlogs weekly and leave your comments. Each and every comment, even to date, I've gone up there, I've liked them, and I've responded back to the folks out there that are liking what I'm putting up there. So it's really, really exciting to be able to interact with my fans and with my supporters.
And it's very exciting just to see positive content. I subscribe to it all, and I watched your first video, and it's really good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. My first video is all about, I don't believe in faking it till you make it. I know a lot of people say, oh, just fake it till you make it. I believe in faith in it until you make it. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your dreams and what you know you will do, and you will surely do it. So that's what my first blog is all about, faith in it until you make it.
Now, because of your religious beliefs, is it certain things that you want to do in modeling and acting? Like, would you ever do a nude photo shoot?
You know what? It's very hard to say what you will and won't do. I definitely feel like when it comes to doing nude photo shoots, I think that's such an empowering thing to do. It's something I would definitely have to really, really consider. Don't get me wrong. You know, I am a Christian woman, but when it comes down to it, it just all depends on the situation. I think that some things can be done so tastefully and so classy, and it really just depends on who the person I would be shooting with, where those photos would end up, and what the cause is behind it. You have to think about things like PETA. If someone came to me and wanted me to be a part of the PETA organization, that's something I would deeply consider. So I can't say that it's something I would never do. Now, if it's not the right organization, if it's not the right production, if I don't feel safe in that atmosphere, and if it's not for the right reasons, then absolutely not.
Oh, exactly. Now, let's talk a little bit more about acting, because you are pursuing acting more.
And I am.
I see you posting on the set, and I'm watching what you do.
Oh,
and I
thank
see you,
Shanice. I adore you. I really do. Thank you so much for your support.
And I saw that you were acting like in an African role and had to do a different dialect or something like that.
Yes. So I've been acting just as long as I've been modeling. A lot of folks don't know this about me, but I went to college as a theater major. So I've always known that I wanted to be an actress. And as long as I've been in New York, which is 5 years, I've been taking classes at Actors in Christ. I also take with Mariska Phillips here in New York. And in L.A., I take with Ivana Chubbuck. And I just landed my first lead role. The film is called Denimu, Never Let Go. It's a Nigerian, a famous Nigerian producer that's doing the film, and I did have to learn Yoruba for the film. I like to describe it as a new age coming to America. So basically the film is about a Nigerian man who moves to New York City. He falls in love with an American girl. I play that girl. My character's name is Bella Armstrong, but he's already supposed to get married to a Yoruba girl back in Nigeria. He has to introduce me to his family, and they don't accept me, so I go through a lot of changes, and our love is tested. It's in a fabulous film. We just wrapped last weekend, and I'm very, very excited about it.
Well, I'm excited, too. So when does it come out? Is it going to come out where I'll be able to see it in L.A.?
Yes, of course. It's going to be, of course, they're going to be taking it through the film festival route. So I'm sure you'll definitely get a chance to see it. And speaking of L.A., the last short film that I did, which is something I did last year, just came from the Pan-African Film Festival, which was in L.A. So I was on the big screen out in L.A., but I was here working for Ashley Stewart, so I wasn't able to go. But we're going to be doing the New York screening for that short film. It's called The Divorce Counselor on April 10th here in New York. And it sold out, so I'm super excited about that.
Well, amazing things are happening for you. This is your time to shine.
Thank
you. Have
you.
Anything coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Oh, my goodness. Most days I feel like I don't know whether I'm going or coming, but I'm so excited about the future. I will say that I did get my email confirmation today that I will be a featured model in the 2013 Full Figured Fashion Week, so I'm very excited to announce that. I haven't done the show since 2010. I'm very excited to be working with Ms. Gwen DeVoe and Sharon Quinn and their amazing team over there, Tanya, all of the amazing people at Full Figured Fashion Week. So I'm very excited. I got my email about that today. Of course, I am working with BET, so as soon as I can give you some more things, you will be the first to know. I still have my Ahead of the Curve column that I write for Jones Magazine, and my new issue is out on stands right now nationwide. I did a feature with celebrity makeup artist Ashanta Sharif, who's also a curvy girl. She does Lala Vasquez and Taraji P. Henson and Alicia Keys. She sat down and we did an exclusive interview, and I also did a spring pick. So you guys go out and pick up Jones Magazine and support my Ahead of the Curve column. And, yeah, a lot of good things coming, so just excited.
And tell us your official website and all of your social media profiles.
Sure. So if you guys want to connect with me, which I would absolutely love that, you can definitely check me out online on my website, which is ChastitySaunders.com. I am a social media maven. I live and love social media so much, so you can definitely hit me up on Twitter at @itsmechastity and on Instagram at @ChastitySaunders. I Instagram like a crazy person, and you get to see my life through pictures, so please do follow me over there. And, of course, follow All Right TV as well and at Jones Magazine.
And I love your hashtag, Life of a Working Model.
Yes, Life of a Working Model. It is such a blessing. I'm here to tell any young ladies out there that are listening that are inspired or empowered by anything that I'm doing, I was in your shoes, okay? It was only 5 short years ago, and it feels like it's been 15, but the time really does fly. It's all about knowing who you are, knowing what you want your brand to be, and sticking to that from day one, putting in the work. Hard work really does pay off because good things come to those who hustle. So hustle, keep God first, know exactly who you are, never forget it, and go for your dreams. There's absolutely nothing special about me besides the fact that I knew what I wanted to do and there was no turning back. So good luck to anybody out there pursuing a career as a plus model. It really is very rewarding.
Well, thank you for being on the show. Congratulations on everything. I will be watching. I am Team Chastity all the way.
Thank you so much, Shanice. It's always a blast on your show. I love talking to you. Of course, I adore you. And thank you so much for having this platform for us. I really, really appreciate it. And anything you ever need from me, I'm here for you 110%.
Now, go try and get some sleep because I know you're working all the time.
Yes.
Go rest.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio and follow us on Twitter at plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.